What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Progressive Gentleman Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Matt.
And as always, thanks for taking the time to listen to us nerd out about music. So we're bringing kind of a an old type of episode back. It's the general transmission episodes, but we've kind of felt that in the past they were a little like structured, like formal, like I don't know.
Yeah, to like, here's this section of news, then moving on to this section.
We were kind of just regurgitating shit that you probably already read from Metal Sucks or Loudwire or saw pop up on your Instagram feed or some shit. So,
yeah.
I mean, because basically that's where we heard it from, right? We were just basically, you know, it was almost borderline plagiarism. You know, don't call the cops on us or the plagiarism police or whoever.
We were just passing on the good word of Loudwire.
But, I don't know. When we would listen back on those episodes, we'd be like, I don't really like this structure. And some of the feedback we had gotten was sort of like, well, we want to know more about you guys. We want to know more about what's going on. And I think sort of retooling the general transmission episode to be kind of more informal and just, you know, a little bit about us, what we've got going on, but also still keeping with some music topics. I think that kind of sounds like a better sort of use of that general transmission, because that's a cool that's a cool enough name, right?
So yeah.
I think we're gonna give that a shot today, but I think we do want to start a little bit not with news, like just general news, but kind of news about the podcast, right? I think that's a good place to start. So we just hit over 300 followers on Instagram. Obviously that's not a huge number, you know, you see some of these accounts with, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, whatever. But we've been doing this for like 8 months now, right? You know, we're not really, this is episode 18, I think. So, you know, we've not been around for a long time. So we'll take that as a win there.
Yeah. Well, also like specifically, it's like a niche of like progressive rock and metal podcast on Instagram. So like you have to take that with a grain of salt, because the pages that have like 100,000 followers are like, I'm a fitness model or something.
Right. And it's like, we're not showing any butt cheeks on Instagram. So, I mean, not yet. If that's going to work, if you know more people that'll follow us, if we start showing a little leg or a little cheek, you know, let us know.
Start the
the Progressive Gentleman OnlyFans coming soon. but no, I mean, we're really appreciative of the following that we do have. And I mean, people seem to really respond well to our content, and we really appreciate that. I mean, enough that we have listeners now in 19 countries, which is insane.
That's wild to me that someone from just one singular other country listens. Like, it's just crazy to me that like podcasts are big enough that it's like people in like Japan and stuff are listening to our podcast.
We got
really
listeners
cool.
in Japan. We got listeners a lot in Australia. Shout out to everybody in Australia listening to this right now. We really appreciate you down under over there.
Yeah.
But Australia, Canada, the UK.
I think Germany just had like a surge lately. Yeah.
We talked about a German band in our most recent Hidden Gems episode, Monosphere. Those guys are sick. So if you're from Germany and you haven't listened to those guys, definitely check them out. I'm sure they probably play shows near you more often than they play near us, so definitely go check those guys out if they're somewhere. But yeah, I mean, 19 countries, that's great. The fact that people in 19 countries want to even listen to my voice is insane to me. So
I don't even want to listen to my own voice. So
that's how I feel. So I mean, that's awesome. We're working on some new content. In particular, we've been in conversations with some bands, both local and not, for, you know, some band interview content, you know, just sit down with some of these guys, virtual or otherwise. And,
I think like initially we had some people reach out, but we were like concerned about making it work virtually and sound
like
good.
Slash, like, we didn't know what kind of, like, how we don't know what we barely know what we're doing right now, let alone like, you know, we don't want to sit down with these guys and just be pure amateurs. I mean, we know we're amateurs, right? That's why.
But at least the amateurism is contained in the room in which we're recording, and it's not out for the with the other bands. And we don't want to put them into this like dumpster fire that we've got going.
But 18 episodes deep, we're starting to feel a little. I mean, 19 countries. You got us feeling a little confident now. So we're like, you know what? We're gonna give it a shot. So,
yeah. So thank you, everybody. The absolutely. Bands that have reached out to us that yes. want to act, that like listen to our podcast. It's just it's awesome to know that there are bands that we enjoy listening to that also listen to us. Like, that's super cool.
Yeah, and we've had bands we'd love that are to do on interviews. Labels and stuff reaching out to us. Like, we want to send you stuff, and we want to, you know, I mean, that's surreal. It's things that we wouldn't necessarily have ever expected. So we really appreciate the support. You know, on top of that, I mean, there's some other stuff in the works too. We've been in conversations with some brands, some that likely you guys have heard of, and if not, you will maybe soon, for some sponsorship opportunities that seem pretty promising. So, one in particular seems very promising. There's some other potentials out there as well. And, so that's super exciting. That's something that I didn't think was going to be, you know, when we first did this, it was more like, we're just going to sit down and bullshit about music and we're probably going to have five listeners and
yeah, we're going to shout to the void. No one's going to listen, but it's like, it'll be fun for us to do just as like a creative outlet. And the fact that we actually have gotten listeners is just surreal. And the fact that beyond like, you know, just people listening, that it's like some of the bands that we enjoy listening to that also listen to us is just like, this is nuts.
Literally one of my favorite bands of all time. And just like a band that means so much to me, Darkest Hour follows us. Like, that's insane to me. Like, we showed up to a show. And when he saw my shirt, cause I was wearing a Progressive Gentleman shirt. That's another thing that might be coming soon, by the way. We might have some kind of merch situation coming up. So look out for that. But he saw my shirt and he's like, oh, that's you guys. And I mean, that moment for me was like surreal. We might have briefly mentioned that on our Darkest Hour concert review episode.
Yeah, I think we might have.
But just like things like that, it's just, you know, it makes us want to keep doing this. And we weren't sure when we first started if we would stick to it this long even. You know, we had even mentioned like, yeah, we'll see how this goes. Because both of us kind of have a tendency to start something and you know, give up on it pretty
it's like
quickly.
get excited, get gung-ho, and then start it and be like, yeah, I don't have the mental capacity to keep up with something like this. But we both enjoy it as a creative outlet, and it's cool to see that other people have, you know, similar interests, and like, it's fun interacting with people that have, it's like kind of, you know, creating a community for people. And I mean, just beyond like interacting with people that listen to the podcast is like, hopefully they're also interacting together, and like fans are also making friends, and
we're trying to come up with content as well that, you know, creates some interaction. Like, you know, we made the post about what's your top record so far this year, and we were trying to sort of promote, you know, everybody, you know, our audience essentially, but also us as well, to just kind of interact on that post. Well, I think this one's the top. Oh, I haven't listened to that one yet. I need to go check that out. Or, oh, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think it's this one. And just create some sort of, you know, communication community, as you said, you know, within our audience. And, you know, and some of the messages we've received, I mean, it's just been so much positivity. People telling us, oh, you know, it's so great that something like this exists. And we're just like, we don't even know how to respond to that, because it's like, I don't understand why you like us. So
we're honored.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I don't want that to come off negatively. I'm just saying we're humbled, really. I mean, we're shocked a little bit as well. I mean, speaking for myself personally, but, we really appreciate it. And, and yeah, I mean, that's kind of really all I think. I mean, we did have one more other thing too, and that's, you know, we've been talking with some other podcasts as well, getting some feedback, sort of interacting with them. Potentially like some crossover episodes might happen.
Yeah.
Some other podcasts that are about our size as well. So just, you know, try to, you know, help them up. They help us up, you know, share audiences and stuff like that. And it's just, it's been cool. We've just gotten a lot of positive feedback from the progressive / you know, metal community as a whole. And
that's the thing that's so cool. Yeah, that's the thing that's so cool about the community is, I mean, they're obviously like the, you know, the gatekeeper elitist metalhead people, but I feel like the majority of metalheads are like down-to-earth, cool, friendly people, and just like enjoy nerding about music.
Yeah,
so
slogan.
Yeah, I threw it in there.
You gotta put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, but I think like that's what's so cool is like actually getting that interaction. That was like the biggest thing for me, is with like wanting to do a podcast for so long, but just like the fear of like the rejection of people being like, you're an idiot. And it's like, so far everybody has been like really cool and friendly, and like, it's awesome getting to see. And like, there are people that regularly comment that it's like, oh, this person, like, you know, we know.
When we start recognizing people, it's like, oh, it's someone, like, you know, we figure people are going to stumble on us, right? Like, that's going to happen. I mean, if you put something out into the internet, someone's bound to stumble upon it, right? So, you know, we figure when we started this, that we would get people that would show up, listen, be like, what is this garbage? And, you know, go away or yeah. give, you know, but we've had people like repeatedly interact with our content. And, you know, that was something that maybe we didn't fully expect in the beginning. So it's really cool that that's how things have sort of transpired, you know, like it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I'm super happy to see that there are people that enjoy it and stuff. And, you know, I know we say this like every episode about just, you know, comment on our stuff. And like, we do actually, like, we mean it. We want the interaction and we enjoy talking about music. I mean, that's why we're doing this. It's not like for monetary reasons. Like,
we don't make money, by the way. There's no like, even if we get these sponsorship things that we're working on, it's not really a monetary gain. It's more like, you know, hopefully the fact that we're sponsored by XYZ brand means that people will like think that we're legit or more legit or whatever, or want to listen to us. None of this was ever set up like, oh, we're gonna go make money. It was more like, oh, let's just have a reason to bullshit about music together. And
yeah, and it's like, if we can make money to like upgrade equipment and make the podcast better, then that's really great. But that's like basically the goal, is like,
yeah, and that's really the aim with the sponsorships too, is like, we're not looking to get paid, we're looking to get a microphone that wasn't $35, you know what I mean, like something like that. So and even if we don't, I mean, I like the gear we have, I'm having a good time, and I enjoy sort of, you know, the setup we already have is great, and I've already gotten more out of this podcast than I ever anticipated to. And it's good that, you know, we've become a lot closer as friends as well doing this, which has really been like probably the best part of this podcast in general for me personally. And
yeah, me too. It's cool to like, I mean, you know, we like talk outside of the podcast very regularly, but I think there's just like another thing about like being in the same room, hanging out and like sharing our love of music together, instead of, you know, the more like,
hey man, how's
like,
it going?
Yeah, just cool. What's up? What are you up to?
So yeah, I mean, and so in that vein, so what's been up with you lately, man?
Got back from vacation. Me and my wife, for anyone who's new to the podcast, my wife Colleen, who's been on a few episodes, we went to Carolina Beach for like the week, and we went down kind of just like, it was a break between my classes for summer and fall. So we, squeezed in a vacation before the weather started getting cold, and, had a good time, just, you know, drank a bunch on the beach and went to some breweries.
You got a pregame before those breweries. Yeah. That's important. That's a pro tip.
We went to a bunch of restaurants out in the area. There's a lot of cool shops and like the boardwalk out there, went to a skate shop, and, you know, the kid in me was like, skateboards. So I, you know, had to buy a cruiser board. Nice. So, you know,
I would break my neck at this point. I don't even think I could stand up on a skateboard right now.
I've only ridden it like twice so far, with, you know, being back in class and work and stuff from vacation, having much time to practice, but you know, maybe I will break something, we'll see.
Try not to.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna try not to, but yeah, it was fun. And
awesome.
Yeah, and the ride down, got a lot of music listening. It was like a 12-hour drive with stops. Listened to a bunch of The Contortionist in preparation for that show coming up.
Hell yeah. Rivers of Nile and The Contortionist.
Yeah.
That's going to be so sick.
Yeah. And that like just the nature of how Spotify like kicks into like the radio station once you finish. So we listened to Language and then it shifted and we played some, it was like Chon and just like a bunch of other prog rock, prog metal bands that came on and
nice.
Listened to that a lot. The majority of the way, on the like tail end of the way down and like most of the way back, we listened to a little bit of the like pop punk, like kind of emo stuff.
Yeah, Colleen's bread and butter. Right, yeah, there. She's all about that. I mean, so is my wife Stephanie, she's a big pop punk fan, and
yeah, that emo was like
music and all that stuff. That's like brings you back to what, like middle school days, maybe early high school days. I don't even know.
Yeah, we listened to that like on, because she drove in the first part of the ride to Carolina Beach and we left at like 5 a.m. So it was like something that we knew lyrics to, was like upbeat and catchy to like kind of keep us energized, keep
you awake and focused.
Yeah, so we put that on and jammed for most of the way down, and then like towards the tail end put on the Contortionist, and then on the way back it was mostly my stuff.
Yeah,
like prog rock, prog metal stuff.
Nice.
So yeah, it was a good time. Now I'm back to work and the semester started.
College boy.
Yeah, with a vengeance. Got those master levels classes, don't mess around.
Yeah, I can imagine. I hit that bachelor's degree and just hit the stop sign for me. I'm done with that shit. But that's great, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, so what have you been up to the last week? You know, with being on vacation, I haven't got to talk honestly, to you much until today.
Just us catching up here. Unfortunately, my situation is a little sadder. But before I get to the sad part, I mean, Steph and I actually went to a concert. Not prog, not metal at all. We went and saw OAR and Dispatch. They're kind of like jam bands, like in the same vein as like a Dave Matthews and stuff like that. Just chill, just typical kind of like jam band rock.
Yeah, I had never, music. I've heard of Dispatch, but I had never, like, I don't think I've ever heard any of their music.
Yeah, they have like a song called The General that was real popular. And then obviously OAR, I feel like everybody probably knows who OAR is, even if they don't know. Like, they have a song called This Town that's, like, super popular.
That was, like, the, like, MLB, or at least, like, the Pirates, like, theme song, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that one year it definitely was, because they were the, they were, like, the what is it? The Pirate Fest? Not Pirate Fest.
It was the, like,
what the hell do they call it? Like, they played at PNC Park after a pirate game.
Yeah.
Weren't you there? Like,
yeah, I was. Yeah.
Because we were there, too, and that was before we were, like, like hanging out, like, before we reconnected post, like,
yeah. Yeah, that was, like, I forget what they call it. It was, like, a fireworks. That's what
I was
trying to
remember. Yeah, it's, like, I don't remember exactly what they call it, but Shattered is probably their most popular song, where it's, like, turn the car around or whatever. It's like, if you, I don't know the lyrics to Sing It or anything.
Now
like
I'm
that,
just thinking but, of
but that concert was pretty sweet. I mean, I'm not, I like music of all kinds. I think that's kind of been sort of established in all of our episodes, and I've been trending towards prog rock anyways, so just rock music in general, and any concert is better than, and you know, I'd rather be at a concert than, you know, sitting on a couch or
yeah,
working for that matter. Jeez, I'd rather be doing just about anything than working. But a funny story at that concert, I've never seen a human being as drunk as I saw this one guy. And I've been to some festivals, like all day festivals where people are just pounding beer all day. I watched a grown ass man piss himself. So that was a first for me. I've seen broken bones. I've seen, you know, blood, broken noses and all that stuff, but I've never seen a grown man piss himself. And,
so, I was just going to go into a story, but I don't know if I want to do it on the radio.
Did you pee yourself, Matt?
No.
Did you pee yourself? Was it you?
You were just saying about the things you've witnessed. I was going to talk about the time.
Shit. No, tell that story. That's funny.
Yeah. So, just, what show was that? I think that was the I think it was at the As I Lay Dying show, witnessed a man get fellatiated at a concert. Him and his, I would assume, significant other. I can't imagine that was a casual interaction. But yeah, just like we were watching the show, and then all of a sudden I was like getting pushed, but I was like, the pit is not near me. We are like at the back of this area. And then like I saw all the people like looking weirdly over, and it was like, yep, this dude is like definitely getting a blowjob. And so then like security had to come over and like take this man away. And it was wild. That's probably the wildest thing I've ever experienced in my life.
That's so crazy. Yeah.
Not to take away from your story. No, that's fine. I just like, you were talking about like crazy shit that you saw. And that's
I mean, I've seen crazy stuff. I've never seen anything like that. I can tell you that. I've seen, you know, your typical like flashers and things like that at show. That happens. But I've never seen that, but I've also never seen a man piss himself. And that was, while being dragged by security, it's like a snail trail of piss just behind this guy.
Man, people be wild now here.
That's insane. But overall, I mean, the show that was funny to see, but I was wearing a Coheed shirt too, which is, I had at least three people comment on my Coheed shirt at this OAR Dispatch show. Like, oh,
I wouldn't expect that.
Like, oh, I just saw them on August 1st. And oh, were you there? And I was like, yeah, I was there. Hell yeah. This is sweet. And so like people just kept coming up and fist bumping me for my shirt. So
I had a drunk man from a balcony yell at me on the boardwalk when I was wearing my Coheed shirt in Carolina Beach. He was like, hey, you. And like Colleen and I were just walking on the boardwalk. Like, I think we might have been like eating ice cream or something. It was just like casually walking, like not paying attention. And I heard him, but I was like, there's no way that person is talking to me. But we kept walking and he kept screaming. And I was like, what the hell? Who is this person? And like, are they talking to me? So I looked over and he was like, hey, what's your shirt say? And I was like, Coheed and Cambria. And he's like, what's that?
What the fuck?
I just turned, I was like, it's a band. And then he was just like, oh. And then we just kept walking.
That was just it?
Yeah, it was like the weirdest interaction. I guess not weirdest, but it was...
Hey, what's your name? Ezekiel.
It was just
that's
like...
what I pictured when you said that.
Like, I just was... It was really weird. And then, like, afterwards... Colleen and I were both like had the same feeling of like, yeah, we both heard him and we both were like, there's no way he could be talking to us. And of course, like he was, and I don't know what it was, but I don't know if it's because like there's weird, you know, like all the weird symbols and it's like very bright and vibrant shirt. But it was like, he definitely hasn't heard of the band.
Didn't even
know
who it was, just from a balcony, wanted to know what your shirt said. That's so weird.
And there was like a couple below him that were like closer to our age and they were just like laughing. I'm sure he probably like had heckled other people on the boardwalk. Yeah. I could just tell by their faces that they were like, good Lord, this man. I don't know. I somehow like, I have all of these like strange interactions everywhere I go. I guess I have the magnetism, like me being the awkward, weird person I am. I just attract the awkward energy.
Oh man, that's crazy. But yeah, that's nuts. But yeah, the show itself, I mean, it was cool to see people actually know who Coheed was at the show. So I like, you know, I didn't feel weird being at the show because, you know, I like music. So and their music is enjoyable enough. It's not the first time I've seen them live. So overall very cool, and I know my wife had a good time, so that's the important part, right?
Yeah.
You know, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, that's cool that you, like, I mean, it looked like from the stuff you had showed me, like, the guy from Dispatch was playing, like, some sort of...
Oh, that was so crazy. Like, it looked like... I still, to this date, have no clue what it was. It looked like somebody put a guitar neck on a VCR. Like, that's what it looked like to me. I had no idea what the hell that thing was, but it was interesting. He only played one song on it, and then it went away.
Did it have, like, different...
It just
have like a different
like
sound
nothing
effect.
Nothing sounded different. Nothing at all sounded different. I have no idea what that thing was, but I should look that up. I forgot about it.
Yeah. Yeah. You sent me that photo and I was just like,
I was like, he's playing the Gibson VCR. 1976 Gibson VCR. VCRs weren't even fucking around in 76, I don't think. But, you know.
I don't know.
Gibson invented the VCR, and it was originally made to play as a guitar.
They were actually originally a VCR company, and then they very weirdly took a turn to guitar.
Oh, man. But anyways, yeah, so that was fun. And then, unfortunately, someone very close to my wife passed away recently, and so we had to make an unexpected trip to Maryland for funeral services. So obviously that's sad, but you know, while we were there, you know, in our free time, because we were down there for like 3 days, 2.5 days, whatever, we got down there on Sunday, left on Tuesday. We tried to make the most of it. We went to some state parks, saw some lighthouses. It was pretty cool. Went to this cool, like, it was a warehouse of some kind, but they renovated it. Not renovated it. It didn't. But like each little like crevice of this warehouse was turned into like some artist's like studio slash.
Huh.
Like they were selling crafts and art and different things like that. And it was like 9,600 square feet. It was pretty big.
Oh, geez.
There was like two levels, and I don't know. I'd want to say like 40 some vendors in there. So we walked through there, bought a couple things. It was pretty neat, and went to some local restaurants and stuff. Just experienced the area while we were there, and so you know, while it was sad, it was still like, it was a nice experience overall. You know, and it's getting
like
to see
making
some people,
the most out of the situations. Like you're there for sad reasons, but you know, you got to like do some fun stuff and.
Yeah, and we got to see some people that we hadn't seen in a while that were very important to my wife and always very nice to me, too. So that was very nice. But, you know, on the drive down, listened to, I just put the Release Radar playlist on Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to see what was out there. Most of the time, the songs that they throw me on there are awful. Like it makes no sense that it's on there. I don't follow these bands. Why is this here? It's like you listened to this song once by accident in like 2008. So here it is.
Yeah, it's because it's named the same as another song by like a prog band that you liked.
Yeah, it's always so like some of the analytics or whatever, you know, the algorithm for that playlist is not always spot on. But it threw Dayseeker's new single Without Me on there. And I really liked that. And I'd only listened to like one or two Dayseeker songs previously. So I just went and put on their most recent record, or yeah, their most recent full length, which I think is called Sleep Talk. And absolutely loved it. I mean, and Stephanie loved it as well. It was really, really good. I kind of wish I would have listened to it sooner, you know, but that has me really hyped for this new Dayseeker record that's coming out in November. So, it was cool to be able to listen to that. And yeah, I think that's probably a good time to transition into like other things I've been listening to recently, which, we just did that Hidden Gems episode.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about earlier, you know, oh, we got listeners in Germany. Check out Monosphere. I've been jamming The Puppeteer by Monosphere a lot as well. I really like that record.
I've been listening to that a lot too after we've done the Hidden Gems. Like, I mean, I listened to them beforehand, but just like kind of leading up to the episode, listened to them. And then it was just like afterwards, keep repeating.
And I mean, we typically like when we put a band on Hidden Gems, it's because it's a band that we genuinely like and listen to. And, you know, we wouldn't be trying to give you guys bad advice, you know? So, yeah, I mean, that record for me is fantastic. And then it just started shuffling stuff, as you said, as it does. So listen to a little bit of like August Burns Red, I think, came on there. Car Bomb popped up. Crypto Dira popped up. It was very, I think, I don't know how the algorithm works, if it's just solely like bands that are similar to the band you were listening to, or if it's also like bands that you just frequently listen to. I don't know, but I had to skip some songs because we did leave late and my wife was sleeping, and it's kind of hard to sleep during like a Car Bomb song.
Yeah, so, that's not sleeping music.
No, but But yeah, and other bands I've been listening to recently, some throwbacks, The Human Abstract. I absolutely love The Human Abstract. And that's, it's one of those bands where it would probably be tough for me whenever they're like I've seen not memes, but just like random questions where it's like, there was one band that's, you know, broken up that you could bring back, who would it be? I feel like I'm frequently going to say The Human Abstract. Native Construct would be up there for me too.
Yeah,
there's probably some other ones out there that I'm not thinking of, but for me, The Human Abstract was just so big for me back in high school that I would want them to come back. And they were so ahead of their time. And, you know, I'm hoping that we do. I just told you earlier today, cause we were trying to figure out, you know, like, what episode should we do next? And I was like, I want to do an artist spotlight, Human Abstract. And you were like, well, mostly I've listened to Nocturne, but I've not really delved too deep into Midhaven or Digital Veil. And I was like, well, I'm going to give you homework on top of your college homework. You need to start listening to those records so we can do an artist spotlight, Human Abstract episode.
Yeah. It's, I don't, is Midturn? Is that what you said?
Nocturne is the first record. Midhaven. Is
Midhaven. I just record. Combined it. Midturn. Made a hybrid album.
Midhaven is kind of like the turd and like the turd between like the meat and potatoes. Like,
yeah, that was like, I don't think I've listened to anything off of that album, and I've listened to Nocturne the whole way through. I just like, there's only like a couple of tracks that I like actually remember. Vela. Yeah. And
Crossing the Rubicon.
Yeah, Rubicon.
Polaris.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's like a handful Harbinger, there, and then
Mea Culpa. You know, there's so many good songs.
Yeah, I just like, because I've only listened to it a handful of times, I think I just have those few. And then with Digital Veil, there's also only like a couple songs. That one I've listened to much less. Like, I probably only listened to it through once.
Yeah.
So I definitely would need to do my research before I talk about them.
I could get hype talking about some Human Abstract for sure, but But yeah, I mean, for the most part, that's kind of been, I mean, I've been listening to the new Coheed record as well, but that's probably expected of me. So a little bit, you know, the new stuff that's come out as well. I listened to the new Dance Gavin Dance record.
I haven't listened to that yet.
That new current single was fucking sick.
Yeah.
It's real good.
I haven't.
I've not jammed that yet.
I saw that it came out. It's on my list of.
Yeah.
It's songs to listen to. I was like trying to this morning, like, go through stuff that I've missed in the last, like, you know, 3 or 4 weeks with being busy and not listening to too much music. So I like kind of tried to jot down some stuff that I needed to check out, and that's on there for sure.
Yeah. What have you been listening to lately overall?
Mostly the contortionist stuff with the ride down and like in prep for the show, like I mentioned earlier.
Have you revisited the work at all? Rivers of Nile?
Yeah, I did a little like myself. Colleen's not like, it's a little heavy for her. So yeah. She's not a huge fan. I mean, she loves the instrumentation of metal music. It's just like, if it's just like purely like harsh vocals, it kind of loses her a bit.
They've got some cleans in there.
Yeah, but the ratio. Yeah. It's like when you crest into like 75%+ of it is harsh vocals, it usually, that's where like it loses her. So I feel like even probably Exoplanet will be a little much.
It's funny because like my wife, Stephanie,
my wife,
she,
I couldn't pass it up.
She, typically is the same way. Like, she doesn't vibe with like harsh vocals very often. She loves Exoplanet. Like, whenever they did that stream during quarantine,
yeah,
mid COVID, like peak COVID, they did like the Exoplanet in its entirety stream. She was the one pushing me like, we need to get that. We need to watch that. We need to do that. And I ended up like having to work whenever it like first streamed. So we didn't get to watch it until like literally the last moment before it like went away.
Forever.
But she's like, oh, we're going to get shirts. We're going to get all. So we got like the shirts and we got the like all the swag. She's a big contortionist fan. We've seen them together. I don't know. Probably this might be like our fourth or fifth time together, and I've seen them probably 8 or 9 times at this point.
Wow.
So it won't be my first time experiencing Exoplanet in its entirety, nor will it be hers, but it will be the first time experiencing it in person in its entirety. So that's going to be sick. And I feel like Steph and Colleen are similar enough that she'll be all right.
I mean, she doesn't mind. The contortionist vocals, like even the harsh vocals, are still, like, I think approachable for her. So she still enjoys them, but like we have Intrinsic on vinyl and like she will listen to it and like, you know, she's not like, oh my God, but it's like, it's not her favorite of them. So like, she won't be like rolling her eyes or like having a bad time while they're performing Exoplanet. Just like, she'll probably be, if they start with Exoplanet, she'll probably be like, bring on Language.
They're definitely going to start with Exoplanet.
I figured they would too.
I feel like that's the easiest, like it would be weird to transition from the work to Language to Exoplanet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
and
if
I was
listening to them in any order, I think it would be like, honestly, to be honest, if I was listening to them in any order, it would probably be Exoplanet first, then the work, then Language. Cause I feel like Exoplanet's a little heavier than the work even. Like, in a different way, but I feel like the work just has more of that, like, consistent ambient flow with, like, interesting instrumentation with the saxophone and all that stuff that they, like, incorporate into their music. And overall, honestly, I love Rivers of Nile. I think this is a tour that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, too. The work is such a good album.
So good.
So it's cool that they're performing that in its entirety. And then it's, you know, two of my favorite contortionist albums, too.
Two of my favorite progressive metal / progressive rock albums, progressive albums of all time. Like, I love those records.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Exoplanet is like almost like a progressive deathcore type, you know, like it almost feels like a,
yeah.
If you listen to deathcore whenever that was released, you would probably really dig Exoplanet as well. So,
yeah, I'm excited. I feel like they probably will start with Exoplanet. Like,
yeah, it makes the most sense.
Yeah. And I think also too, like, you know, because the amount of energy it'll take to perform Exoplanet, I think will be much greater than playing Language, that like they wouldn't want to save it till the end and then like perform that album, like, you know, exhausted. They probably want to start it off with like the most energy they'll have that day, you know, so like open up with it. Plus then it's like you get the room flowing right off the bat by opening up with it. So I just feel like that's like the natural way for them to perform stuff. And like you said, from transitioning from Rivers of Nile to them, it's just like if they went Language, then it'd be like heavy, softer, then back to heavy, and then like cut it off, and it would just be kind of like,
It wouldn't seem like it would make as much sense. I mean,
and I can't foresee them playing encores either, because they've got like an hour and a half, like it's almost 2 hours. It's like, I think it's an hour and 40 minutes between the two albums. So that's a lot of music and a lot of like heavy, fast music too. That's in like complex stuff. So I feel like they're not going to like have energy to be like, all right, and here's two encore songs or anything.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, they will, but
back in 2018, they did like a reimagined tour, which I was looking up cause I have a signed drum head with the set list written on it. And so they did like two separate performances that day. So they played a set, they took a break, they came back and played a second set, which is essentially what I'm expecting for this. Like, I don't think they're going to go Exoplanet straight into Language. I'm expecting it to be Exoplanet, take a break, the same way that you would wait for, like there's only two bands, right? Normally most shows, there's like opener, main support, main band, right?
Yeah.
So the fact that it's just opener and the contortionist, I'm thinking it's going to be Rivers of Nile playing the work, break, contortionist playing Exoplanet, break, contortionist playing Language, and there's definitely not going to be an encore.
Yeah,
like there's no way
that, yeah, that was
unless
my
it's just
too.
One song. Like, it would be cool if it was just one song and it was like a new song. Like, I could see them maybe doing that, but I doubt it.
Yeah, the thing with the new song is, like, since they're doing, as, like, the part of the VIP package, they're playing two of them. I mean, they could play it again, and I'm sure fans would be, like, cool with it because it's like, oh, well, cool. I get to play
twice. I still heard it before you.
Yeah.
But then it's like the person at the show heard it, you know, the show before me heard it before me. So that's not fair.
Yeah. And it's like, and I paid more. So like, there's kind of some weirdness there, but
yeah.
I mean, I feel like just everybody's excited to hear like new contortionist stuff if you're a fan of them.
And you get more than the songs, right? We get like a meet and greet and stuff signed and whatever.
Yeah. It's not the only.
You got the VIP too, didn't you?
Yeah. Right? I did like the lower tier one.
Upper tier. I don't even remember what it got me, but I was just like, take all my money.
Yeah.
And it helps too, because like my wife likes them too. So, I mean, well, where it doesn't help is then I have to double dip, right? So I have to pay for like double top tier VIP. But like, I don't get any shit for like spending the money on it. You know what I mean? Not that my wife would ever really give me shit. That's like, damn wife, always on my back. Like, that's not something I actually really ever have to deal with, which is nice. But yeah, that's going to be sweet. I'm really excited. And, you know, we've done VIP, Steph and I, with the contortionist two other times, once in Baltimore, once in Pittsburgh at the Rex before it shut down. And, they're super cool guys, and they answer like they do a Q&A. So I'm trying to come up with like a good question, and every single one I've told Steph, she's like, that's stupid. So I need to come up. I don't even remember off the top of my head. I was like, I was going to ask them about Coheed's record, because Cam, the guitarist, he cites like In Keeping Secrets and Coheed as like one of his biggest influences in starting like music, like whenever he first started out.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Huge Coheed fan. The last time I didn't even ask the question, and somebody asked the question like, you know, what have you been listening to lately? And Cam said Coheed and Cambria, and Lessard said, they asked, what have you been listening to lately? Like in preparation for the record. And he said Coheed's Good Apollo record. So, they are Coheed fans. So like knowing yeah. that, I wanted to be like, so what'd you guys think of Ladders of Supremacy? Or like, what'd you guys think of that new record? Like, I don't know, but Steph's like, that's dumb. You're asking them about someone else's music. And I was like, well, I'm just genuinely interested. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like as like, you know, in the progressive scene, it's like everyone supports each other's bands. And it's like, just because like you're asking them about what their thought of Coheed doesn't mean like, oh, well, I don't give a shit about you. It's like, what about right. this other band? It's like, you're obviously there to see them and talk and to them. And
paid for the VIP,
yeah,
right?
So you know, they know I like their shit. Yeah, you forked over extra cash just so you could ask them.
Even if I didn't, I paid the money. They got my money. It doesn't matter if I like their shit or not. They got what they came for. They got paid. But no, well, I mean,
I'm sure they'd rather the people that paid them enjoy the stuff rather than it just be a bunch of like angry complaining yeah. people. But
the other thing I was going to ask them potentially would be like, what were your biggest influences for the new record? Just to like get a vibe. Cause if he's like Justin Bieber, then I'll be like, shit.
I can't imagine that would be the answer, but dude,
I'm telling you right now, whenever somebody asked what they were like, what have you been listening to lately? Like while you've been writing the new record back for Clairvoyant, he said, like Lessard said, Justin Bieber.
Really?
But he also said Coheed, but he said Justin Bieber. So I'm just like, oh, shit. But then Clairvoyant was great. But yeah, it's just, you just never know, man. You never know.
Yeah. I mean, I think like they have very wide tastes and stuff. Sure. So like, I mean, just the fact they have like, you know, they cover the Smashing Pumpkins song, but like I would, based off of their music, I would have never guessed that Smashing Pumpkins had any sort of influence on their music just based on what they've produced. But, you know, I feel like sometimes they like, you know, bands have an influence, but then they like take it and run with it and sort of like subtly inject lots of like different flavors.
You can see some 90s vibes in like that, like the Early Grave EP or the Our Bones EP, sorry. With early Grave and stuff like that. You can see some like 90s like grunge ish like influence in like the vocal style.
Yeah. A bit. Actually, it's funny, I forget what we were listening to when we were driving around when we were at like in Carolina Beach, but we were listening to something and it ended and it did the mix, and then
One of his like his solo songs.
Yeah, Use the Rest came on. That was the song that came on, and I was like, I was singing along to it without looking at what it was, what was on. And I'm like, why do I know this song? Because it was like one of I forget who it was, but Colleen had picked the music and then it like shuffled and I was like singing along to it. And I looked down and I was like, oh, wow. It was like, I wouldn't have expected it to shuffle here.
Some of his solo stuff came on our drive too after Dayseeker. So,
and
nice. Again, I don't know exactly how that algorithm works, but yeah, that's funny. Cause I said the same thing. Like I had the volume really like down really low at that point. Cause Steph was sleeping, but, I had heard, like, I could hear the vocal style, and I was like, that's Lessard. That's got to be Lessard. And then I switched it from my GPS over, and I was like, yeah, I was right. It was one of his, like, other songs. It was, like, one of his newer songs. But,
I really like Use the Rest. I think it's a very catchy song. Like, it's definitely, it's not, like, the, you know, progressive metal stuff, but, like, it's very good, like, kind of ambient rock music.
Yeah,
it's like for sure. If you're in like a chill mood, definitely I recommend checking that out.
Yeah, well, that was that me asking you what you've been listening to lately turned into like a 20-minute conversation about the Consortionist upcoming show. But anything else, man? Anything else you've been listening to lately?
No, that's been mostly it. It's like mostly Contortionist stuff, and then like Contortionist adjacent bands that came up through the algorithm of Spotify.
Do you see that weird like? This is like a slight sidebar, tangent, whatever you want to call it. Did you see Polyphia dropped a single with Rebecca Black's little cousin or some shit? Whatever the hell that was, Cynthia Black or whatever.
Yeah, Sophia Black.
Did you listen to that?
Yeah, I listened to it this morning, actually.
What did you think of that?
So, like, the instrumentation is cool. I like that a lot, but I...
What a confusing collaboration, dude.
Yeah, like, that was my thought, too, is like...
I mean, it makes sense because, like, Polyphia would do that, right? Like,
yeah,
would
but I that. Expected there to be, like, some sort of, like, either, like, hip-hop kind of drop where, like, someone came in and, like, rapped over it, or there, like, it to go into, like, some sort of, like, poppy-esque, like, all right, now we're going to get into, like, metal here. Like, kind of change it up almost, like, throw you for a loop.
Yeah, it was just a weird, like...
But it was, like, stayed poppy the whole time, and I was, like, kind of thrown off like, by it.
That shitty version of pop, like, just the lyrical aspect, like, just so stupid. I hated it. I hated that part of it. I very much enjoyed the instrumentals, but, I mean, Polyphia are just, you know, god-tier instrumentalists, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, like, you know, god-tier musicians in general, so...
It's like weird though, like this morning it actually for the first time in its existence, the Facebook Watch algorithm actually which I like never go to, but for some reason
I got a notification for Facebook Watch.
It's like all the stupid fake like garbage film things of like, well, you wouldn't believe what happens next. but actually like, so I cleared out a notification and then I like accidentally hit the Facebook Watch thing and, it actually was like all music stuff and it went from, Lorna Shore. So I was like, listen to that song. And then it went into the Polyphia song and I was like, what?
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, it was strange enough just like going from Lorna Shore to Polyphia, like, you know, it's a pretty big difference, but then it having vocals was also not what I expected. And then it being very radio poppy sounding was also kind of like threw me off. But overall, I enjoyed like the instrumentation was really good. And I don't think like the lyrics and vocals were enough to like deter me from keeping me from enjoying it. You know, I think it was like,
it kept me from enjoying it. she's got a song on the Smurfs 2 soundtrack. I just found out. So that's interesting.
Huh.
Sophia Black. I need to Google if she's related to Rebecca Black at some point. Because if not, I'm still going to always pretend like that's the case. yeah, I don't know.
I'd never heard of her before, so I didn't know like what.
Yeah, I'm not into it. But I mean, that's just my own personal taste. And I mean, Polyphia just does too much weird shit, man. They're just like... I don't know what those dudes are up to. Like,
I think they're in that camp. Like we talked in like our previous episode about how like Animals as Leaders and Meshuggah have like their sound and they've like reached the pinnacle of of music, and they're just like, I guess we'll just keep making more of this.
Well, but Polyphia is like the opposite. Polyphia is
that's what I was going to say. Is
weirder
like,
can we get?
That's what I was going to say. Is they are like, well, I guess we've reached the pinnacle of our music. So what do we do now? Let's do something completely different.
Like, you know that bitch Rebecca Black? And I say bitch, but you know she's a very nice lady. You know that Rebecca Black chick for Friday chick? You think she's got a cousin? Let's see if she wants to do a song. Oh shit. Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of awful music, that new Architects track is garbage.
Yeah, I've not listened to it. I wasn't a big fan of their last album. Like, I really loved their like OG stuff, and like that last album kind of lost me a little bit cuz it kind of went too rocky. And
it's like, I saw somebody say this on social media, and I, you know, so I'm kind of plagiarizing this. This is not my original thought, but somebody called them, like quote unquote heavy, as in to say, basically they're not really heavy, but they called them quote unquote heavy Imagine Dragons. And I was like, oh man, that's like spot on. And it's just terrible. It's so bad.
Sad.
It is very sad to see, a band that was once like held in pretty high regard in like the metalcore scene, like turn into garbage.
Yeah. It's, I guess, we're talking about, bands and stuff on a better note, a positive one.
Yeah, switch the vibe.
Fit for an Autopsy. I saw that they covered, Walk With Me in Hell by Lamb of God.
Lamb of God. Yeah.
Which is pretty sweet. Like, I mean, awesome. I really like Lamb of God, and I'm like, as much as I like Lamb of God, I even more enjoy Fit for an Autopsy. So like seeing them cool cover, it's just like an unexpected crossover, but a cool one. And like, they do a very good job of it. So yeah, if you're a Fit for an Autopsy fan and haven't listened to that yet, it's pretty cool. I actually saw that they posted it because I think, Randy from Lamb of God like shared a clip of them, like their video of them doing the cover. So
that's sweet.
Yeah,
I have not listened to that. I'll have to check that out. That's awesome. I still remember, just speaking of Lamb of God, Gojira came and played a show in Pittsburgh, and they were with Def Haven and Code Orange being from Pittsburgh, so shout out Code Orange. And while, I don't know if it was while Gojira was playing, or, oh, there was another band called Oni. I don't know if you've ever listened to Oni.
They're a progressive metal band too, right?
It was while Oni was playing, Randy from Lamb of God came out of nowhere and did vocals for them for a song.
Huh.
Lamb of God was not in Pittsburgh. They were not like touring, like he was just there for some reason.
I think he's from Richmond, Virginia, I'm pretty sure.
Which is so not close. Easy drive. Yeah.
No, it's like, it's probably like a good 6 to 8 hour drive, depending on how many stops you need to make.
So no clue why he was in Pittsburgh that day, but I still remember just him randomly showing up, and I was like, what the hell is he doing here? But it's like, is Lamb of God on this bill? No. But that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Random tangent there, but yeah. But I think that's kind of where we should wrap up, maybe, unless you have anything else you wanted to talk about. But
no, that's pretty much all like in the way of like new music, new announcement things.
What we've been listening to, just kind of, you know, a bunch of tangents and a bunch of random conversations, talk about our life a little bit, you know. We definitely want some feedback. Let us know what you thought. Is this better than what we were doing previously on the General Transmissions? I mean, I enjoyed it. I had a good time. It felt a lot looser, you know, just like.
Just going with a natural conversation instead of like rapid firing news things.
You could tell I was swearing a little bit more. Sorry about that. but I was just, I was in my comfort zone. It felt good. It felt just like a conversation, which is what we were trying to accomplish, I think.
Yeah. I mean, if everyone, like, you know, for some reason relies on us for their news. You know, let us know.
Outdated and, for a long time then, because yeah. we haven't done an episode like that, or, you know, a general transmission. And
yeah. And I think that's why we kind of strayed away from doing them, is because they're like, they are more like structured. So it takes more like research to do, to like get topics that we feel like people will be interested in that listen to our podcast.
And then it's like, and if they were interested in it, they probably already found out about it or knew about it anyway. So it's,
yeah, yeah, and it's like, I don't know. So we just like didn't really know where it fit. And I don't know. I just feel like general transmission as a name is like, you know, general.
Yeah.
And so like we could kind of make it whatever. So I figure like if we just do it as kind of like a state of the podcast and like talk about our musical interests and like share a little more like personal stuff, then like, you know, maybe that's a better use of the format. But, you know, everyone let us know what you think. If you want us to go back to the news stuff, let us know. You know, yeah. we're welcome to changing and adapting. So
yep, you we know. Are definitely you know, open to whatever. And any ideas that, you know, you guys might have for future episodes, like we said at the beginning, we're working on some on our own, but if there's anything that, I know we got some feedback for like doing an artist spotlight for Tool. I did see that somebody asked us about that, and that's something that I'd be willing to venture into. That's something I would definitely yeah. have to do homework on, but
yeah.
But you know,
and they've got ideas. A catalog. So that's like, oh, that's yeah. quite a bit of homework.
That might be like a part one, part two type situation, but, you know, and anything that you guys would want to, you know, any direction you'd want to see us go in, we'd appreciate any feedback. And again, thank you guys so much for the support and, you know, for helping us make it this far. And
yeah, it means a lot.
And, you know, stay tuned for that potential sponsorship announcement, hopefully coming soon, maybe even before this drops, we'll see. And,
yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, that would be great, hopefully. And if not, you know, we like I said in the beginning as well, potentially might have like some merch options, maybe some giveaways here in the near future. So yeah, keep an eye out. And you know, as always, rate, subscribe, like, all that stuff. Keep us going, keep us trending, keep us on those charts. And we appreciate it, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks, everyone.